What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the After Hours Podcast. I am your host, Kyle Lawson. Today, episode's a little bit different. It is not being recorded right now like the usual ones. This one was recorded 2-3 days ago with me and my family. We talked about movies and movie topics and actors and actresses and all that stuff. And this is just a little experiment. If you guys enjoy me doing podcasts with me, my mom, my dad, then let me know on Instagram at kyle.e.l. And I can try to do this every other week or so with me and my family. But that being said, I really hope you enjoy the podcast a little bit longer. Yeah, I will see you guys next Friday on my birthday for a brand new episode. Thank you so much and enjoy.
Let's start with the simplest thing. No. Have you ever read a book?
I have.
That you pick
your actors?
Yeah.
Like a real book?
Yeah, for a legitimate book.
He loves the private
books. Yeah, the private books. Okay. I need to finish it, but
now,
I'm...
remind you, you can't say nothing before he says something.
I'm 70% done with the book.
It's not the whole point of the book.
Okay.
When you read a book, do you pick your own characters? Like, you know, you kind of make
you
a
think
reference
of somebody that you,
as an
you
actor.
Can think of.
Right. Like, in the private books, you know, you have your main character, the one female lead, and then the second female lead.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Or
so the thing is, you have to...
Just no, like the... One, you have the main character, side character.
Sorry. One male lead, which is the private guy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you're talking in reference of the
right,
book I'm
so
reading.
So listen to the question.
Uh-huh.
The privates.
Okay.
First.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't say nothing, because this is his opinion. When you're reading the books, so for you read a book, you put a reference space, like a certain actor, into that role.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you
definitely.
Can play it out in your
yeah,
mind.
Like a movie. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the private books, which is awesome, and an amazing curiosity right now, actually.
Yeah.
Who is your main character?
Like,
what actor would you pick? Listen to the question.
Yeah, yeah.
What actor would you pick as your main character?
If you're the producer, you're making a movie out of
So you're saying if I were to make a movie out of the book, who's the actors I'd pick as the characters?
When you're reading...
Like, who do I think of?
You see an actor and you're like, that person would be
I already told her mine,
this.
And I'm not going to tell you yours.
Okay. Right.
I mean, I'm not going to say it to you. I just want to...
We want to know
based on
who you see.
The way they explain the people.
Okay.
Right. And then you have your main female character. Mm-hmm. And then your second lead female character.
Okay.
Who are your three actors that if you were the producer of this
who
book,
would I pick for...
You'll be like... When I read,
one guy, two girls.
Right. When I read, this is who I see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
There's actually could be a lot of people in it, but the main...
The main.
The
yeah.
Main three.
Yeah, yeah, the main three.
Right.
It's actually the main two. The third one's kind of a...
Off and off.
The supporting role.
Supporting.
Like yeah.
The first two.
Yeah.
Some
reason it's been a while since I've read the book. It's been like 8th grade, but for like when I was reading the book, I kept thinking of the guy from Taken, the main guy
that's
from.
Very close.
That's very good.
Wait,
actually.
Why? What happened?
Yeah,
what happened?
We thought the guy from 300.
Oh, really?
The guy
yeah, yeah,
from
yeah,
Lower
yeah.
Citizen.
So I was thinking of him too before I said it. Before I
my
said it, yeah.
Choice was Gerald.
The guy from
Wild by Citizen.
Yeah,
the guy from Wild by Citizen. Yeah.
But that was very clear.
Wow. Taken is a...
Yeah.
Leon Nielsen.
Leon Nielsen, yeah.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're close.
Yeah, this close. We're in the same ballpark. Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually pretty
the female lead, I'm pretty sure
actually,
it's
going to be... Actually, that's a character
better?
From... The only reason I like mine
this
a little bit better...
Yeah.
Is just because the way... In the first part, the way they explain, you know, the rugged...
Mm-hmm.
You know, Liam Nielsen wasn't as rugged.
Yeah.
You know.
He was very conservative.
The beard,
mm-hmm.
He didn't usually have the beard.
Yeah.
The hairy, you know, hairy chest, the beard, the very manly guy. I think of the guy from Wild
the 300. Yeah.
But Liam Nielsen's a very good pick.
Yeah.
Good pick. You know? Yeah. Good pick,
the same
daddy.
Thing.
Yeah. It's, but if you put those two next to each other, you can
very
see they double
yeah.
Character.
It's very similar.
And then you, obviously the female lead will be a lot...
It's going to be Rachel. Tough.
It's hard
for
female leads. Like, I don't know a lot of actresses.
You don't know a lot of actors.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of actresses.
Because of our age gap.
Like, I know a lot, but not by name. Like, I could say movies, but I don't know a lot by name that I could pick that would be a good...
Now, your main female character, who would it be?
This could be a hard one for her.
That's a tough one.
Very different.
No, not a hard one, but just.
I'm thinking of someone.
Say
but
the movie,
I,
and I'll probably can. Think
God,
of
I can't even think of a movie that she's in.
What does she look like?
Blonde. She's white. Blonde. She's older now. She's probably in her later 40s. She hasn't been in any really comedies. They've been more like suspense movies and.
You're breaking it down.
God,
any movie you can think
almost
of.
Almost sounds like somebody I picked.
Any movie you can think of that you might have seen her?
No, I can't.
Say the references, maybe.
Man, she always has a ponytail. She always has a ponytail.
If that movie with the cowboy thing that you saw with Brad?
Longmire, is that your thing? Yeah. No, not. Well, maybe. Actually, maybe. If you pull up a
she
picture.
She wouldn't be a bad one.
If you pull
honest.
Up a picture of her. Maybe.
Is that who you think? Again, he's not.
Yeah,
who
kind
he
of.
Is,
yeah, but I don't know. I don't know who she is. Like, I don't remember if the girl I'm thinking of is the same girl.
To be
girl.
Honest with you,
gotcha.
Honey.
Gotcha. That's
to be honest
good.
With you, I never thought about that. But I don't know if that's who he's thinking of or not. But you said Longmire, the girl in Longmire,
the female cop in Longmire.
God, it might be
probably
actually.
Probably would have.
Second
been,
best.
No, probably. Number
the,
one.
Yeah.
She would have fit that, like, amazingly.
Rough, I am who I am.
I didn't never thought about her, because I, you know, the first thing you do is you think of
people that you
bigger
relate
people.
To.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You think of, like, the big names.
Yeah, like,
and
yeah, the
you,
Tom Cruises
mind
and the,
you,
stuff like
that.
That
lady didn't come up into, like, later.
Mm-hmm.
So
we
I picked,
know Julia Roberts
I picked
for
Julia
a very
Roberts.
Long time.
What's Julia Roberts
she was
look
a pretty
like?
Woman.
Don't even
but
know.
I don't know.
There is a new movie called...
Ocean's 13.
13. 12.
12 and 13. Actually, 11, 12, and 13.
What's she look like? What's she look like?
Here, you would know.
Julia Roberts.
Yes, Julia Roberts.
Erin Malkovich.
Here. No idea. Who is... What's her name?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. J-U-L-A... J-U-L-I-A...
Okay, yeah.
And just say, with what you read, if she would... Fit.
Right, mm-hmm. Like go through her images and see if she will fit. Like, don't read
no,
too much into it.
Girl,
just
let me see.
That's a really good.
That
one.
Is a good one.
Real?
I can't.
The Longmire girl.
And this is what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm picking references from the actors you guys pick, and then I'm going to read the book and put them acting out what I see.
Yeah.
Which is gonna be super fun.
I think the Gerald dude from the 300, but he's the guy.
Yeah.
He nails it.
Who? The guy from 300?
Yeah. From Law Abiding
the
City.
Yeah.
The private investigator.
I gotta...
explain him?
The Naked Truth.
Yeah, here, let me find... Yeah, I know who he is. Let me try to find...
I talked about him the other day. I mean, we're both fans of him.
Daddy, I promise. The TV didn't mean it.
I know, sweetheart, but that's your fault. I didn't do it.
Her. Oh, no, not her.
Did you pick up...
Her. Is it her?
Outro. That's a good one.
But yeah, her.
Oh my God, that is actually a
she's
really,
from
really
actually
good one.
From
yeah.
Iron Man.
Yeah. From Iron Man.
That's
yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking
okay.
of.
Okay. I
actually
can see
like
that.
That better than Julia Roberts, to be honest. I just didn't think of her at the time.
Yeah, I couldn't think of her name, but yeah, the girl from Iron Man. Iron Man's wife.
I can
she's
see
older.
That.
She plays that very like,
she,
sophisticated.
So, yeah, and like strong.
But
like,
very right. tough.
Yeah, tough.
I'm
woman.
Blonde. I might look dumb.
But she's
but don't
tough.
Mess with me.
Yeah,
she's
tough.
Dumb to me. She's like one of those blonde girls that doesn't look dumb.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
She's tough. Like she plays tough roles.
She doesn't look dumb.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But
I
for
like
a girl
one.
Perspective, it's like
blonde.
Just because I'm blonde, don't think I'm dumb.
Yeah.
You know what another one is?
Huh?
Now that we're talking about this, Gwyneth Paltrow's great, and you yeah. like them.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one that now that I'm thinking about it. Is
and
the,
we still stick into the main character first.
No,
right?
the main girl.
Mm-hmm.
The second girl I have, I think I got that one nailed.
Mm-hmm.
But the main girl,
yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow is a very good.
I'm so happy I found her because it was going to bother
the
me.
The other one, remember that movie Monster? She played the serial killer girl. What is her name?
Yes.
Want me to find here? Let me find it.
She has to be on there. Gwyneth Paltrow's on there.
This is the thing. We need to think about it before we...
Oh, yeah. Then try thinking about it.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. This girl. This woman.
See, this is the whole thing why we don't have phones right now.
Oh my god.
She was, I think, like number three, I think.
Yeah, like right now, this is why we don't have phones, because it's better to just figure it out.
Okay, I'm going back. She would be my number one.
Yeah, okay.
Now that I think about it.
Okay.
Like, she plays those roles very good.
Yes. So. That tough.
So if I'm the producer, I'm going right to her, and I'm going right to that dude.
And the second character, he thought of Lucy.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson.
That's a really
good one. She's really good.
She's an amazing actress.
Do you remember the younger girl in the book? It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
There was a younger girl that was kind of like...
the understudy for the main
girl. Actually, you know what? I'm wrong here. It was her sister.
Oh, then yeah. I know you're talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But her sister kind of looked up to her.
Kind of her underdog, basically.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
So you had the main guy...
which they kind of look, if you put this one and Scarlett Johansson next
Scarlett
to
Johansson
that,
Scarlett Johansson and Charlize Theron, 15-year difference, would be pretty close, yeah.
This is going to be fun to read
one.
These books, because I'm picking the characters from what you guys are picking.
I want to make a movie.
Yeah, I want to make a movie?
I'm going to call her tomorrow, and I'm going to call Gerald tomorrow.
Speed dial.
Let's do this. Listen.
Find my contacts. Hey, you guys want to make a movie?
Just be like, so I'm a nobody, but I'm going to make you a lot of money.
Yeah.
So let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's just do it.
Let's do it.
I like the 300 guy, Gerald.
Yeah.
Law abiding citizen.
He plays good actors.
Fits.
Like Fallen Angel. Oh, Angel.
He's been funny.
Was Fallen.
He's been, deadly.
Very serious.
He's a really good actor.
You know, 300 was a very dramatic movie, if you really think about
what
it.
I like
from my perspective.
What I like about him. Is he never does anything that's like, oh, I'm some big sex symbol, I gotta do this role, I gotta play this.
I'm so
like, he's
obnoxious,
just
I'm gotta be good looking and everything.
I gotta
I
play
do
like these roles.
Kind of
yeah. Yeah.
He is to me, like, and the actor.
Yeah. Very wrong.
He's a man's man. Like,
yeah.
I like the guy.
Yeah.
Like,
he's not in a lot of movies now, but he's mainly like earlier 2000s, yeah? Not late.
He still makes movies.
I haven't seen him in a lot of movies though. Huh. Not big ones. The Angel movie or the Fallen movies, like London Has Fallen, Angel Has Fallen. Right. Those ones I see him in. But other than that, I don't really see him in anything big.
I haven't seen him in the London. I haven't.
I watched.
They're like on Netflix.
I didn't realize there was a series of them.
Yeah, I don't know if it's connected or not. Like it's a story or not. But I know every single one has the same kind of like save the president kind of.
Another thing that
you know what he reminds me of. The white version of Denzel Washington.
Denzel. You kind of see that, yeah.
They play different
Denzel
roles,
Washington's an amazing
but they're
actor.
Always just like, just kind of like a go-to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Top three Denzel Washington movies for you.
Oh, God,
again,
I couldn't name them.
Different generations, but
I couldn't
for
name
you.
I
just say the plot.
Describe
them?
Okay, one was the one where he had to save his son. He was inside of a bank or something like that.
Oh, heart.
And that one, though, you remember that one? Where his son needed a heart transplant?
John, you know the movie.
I know.
Malkovich?
I forgot about that.
No, it was John something.
Yeah, I know what it is.
But where his son needed a
heart
transplant and he...
Yes!
That one was a...
Kit!
That movie...
Wow, we didn't even think of that.
That movie's my favorite. One of my favorites from him. The second one... Didn't he do the movies like You Can't Handle the Truth?
That wasn't Tom Cruise.
No, that wasn't Tom Cruise either.
What movie?
That was
Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise.
What movie was the one that? What was the movie that he did where he was like?
It's
like a basketball kind of movie.
No,
it wasn't basketball.
The one you're thinking of is my favorite of all time, Denzel movie.
He has a huge role, like line, like it's a giant line even now.
Are you talking about...
No, he's talking about Training Day.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah,
King
yes,
Kong.
Yeah.
King Kong.
Yes, thank you.
Me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That's a good version.
Thank you.
It was King Kong ain't got shit on me.
Yes.
He said nothing, actually.
No, it was shit.
It was nothing.
It was...
Because the way it goes...
I can show you.
Oh, no.
The good version was... Ain't got nothing on me.
Either way.
Either way, but we're thinking of the same one.
Yes.
And then,
the reason I liked him so much when he's like getting after the guys that are turning on him,
because
remember he's a crooked cop.
Uh-huh.
Are you gonna do this to me?
But he uses the black neighborhood because he's black.
Yeah.
But he's still a crooked cop, so he uses those guys.
Mm-hmm.
We need to turn off that light.
Yeah.
And when he says, "I'll put your ass in Pelican Bay.
Yep.
You know, and the spit's flying out.
Yep.
So like the way
the emotion, thing, like the anger.
You know, do
like,
not stop. What are you talking about? I'm just
King
like,
Turn that. Kong ain't got nothing. You know,
yeah.
Ain't got nothing on me.
That was my number one.
Dude. Yeah. That. Yes, and I can't think of another one.
About this earlier.
I can't think of another. I've seen a lot of his movies, but I can't really think of another one.
That's so dark, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Put the light on that's inside. Yeah.
Hey.
Look at us.
I know it's probably harder for you to think of who's who.
Yeah.
You probably know the face, but not the name.
Well, I know. I know. I know the name.
The movie or the
No, no, I know. I know the name for some, like the bigger actors, like Denzel Washington and the Tom Hankses and stuff. But like the smaller, not smaller, they're still big actors. But the ones that I haven't really seen as much, like the girl I said.
Old generation.
Like I can't really think of their names, but I've seen
but
a lot of movies.
But if you say the movie, we'll probably can
pick
it up.
But Denzel Washington.
But Denzel Washington, Men on Fire.
I think that's why I liked him so much when he acted. And he was one of a couple that I can think of this. Tom Hanks was one. That
yes.
When he acts, just that emotion comes out. Mm-hmm. Like
you feel what he's trying to
Saving
say.
Private Ryan was a really good movie.
Really?
I watched that one like twice.
Look at
him. It was like a 3-hour, 4-hour movie
that
or something like
so
that.
Cute.
Saving Private Ryan, I watched probably twice. And then.
I forgot about that one. And that's one of his best ones.
Yeah,
see,
it's really good.
You know, you need a third person to speak up with him.
That movie, I actually watched because of the Avenged Sevenfold music video, remember?
Oh, yeah,
that was a good one. What was it called?
Was there an Avenged
War.
Sevenfold
it's called,
thing
like,
in there?
It's like, no, it's like, this is war. Right. That one. It wasn't in the movie, but it was like they made a music video out of the movie. So
and
I was like, that
is
them
bombing over Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, yep, that one, yep. And then it went into Saving Private Ryan.
It was a World War II movie.
Yeah.
That's what Saving Private Ryan.
Is yeah,
it fun to actually see a video and actually see a movie in the video and be like, I want to see
Look
that.
Look at that. Yeah, exactly. That's why I watched
That's
it. It's really
good.
Here's
yes,
that's a good one. See?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Private Ryan, wasn't it that they went to save a child named Ryan because he was the last surviving son of that family and they needed to bring him home alive for the family to continue on. Wasn't that the movie about?
I don't remember.
Wasn't
that
Meg
part.
Ryan in the movie?
I don't know.
I can't remember.
Part of it.
It's been a while since I watched it.
Can you find the plot?
The plot
the
of
war,
no,
I
don't,
remember
don't.
It being a war movie. That's what I remember.
Yeah, it's a
so
war.
This is what I remember.
I remember when he was laying down shooting at the tank when it was
I know it was a war movie. And the reason why he became Saving Private Ryan, that guy named Ryan, that officer, whatever, private.
Yeah, the private.
Excuse me, you guys
right.
are going to have
to. I'm not saying you're wrong.
For
just...
a little bit. Mm. Is, that was like, we sent Kyle to the war. Mm. And they like, wait, what?
Yeah.
That is the last Lawson.
Yeah.
And we need to go
get
him
back. Get him back before something.
So he, so your family can survive.
Yeah, continue on.
And
I think you're actually
and,
right. On that.
Yeah, I think so.
What's his name? Who are we talking about?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks was like, I'm gonna bring your son home.
Yeah, bring him back.
Even if I don't come back with him,
I'm gonna bring him home. That was a really.
You know what I mean?
That was really good.
Like the mom was like, this is it. This is all we are.
Yep.
You might be. I think you. I
it was
think
a
you
really.
Right
it was a.
It was
really
a long
deep movie.
That thing was like
a,
3.5 hours.
It was like 3.5, 4 hours long.
And that's
yeah,
the thing.
But it was great.
This is not how long the movie is. The plot.
It's
and
the meaning. The meaning.
Like yeah. He was like, I am willing to give my life
to save this kid.
Your family survive.
Yeah. We're
because if he doesn't come back, that's it.
Yep. That's it. Family's like, over.
You need to have a lot of children because you're the last Lawson.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
like
and,
the,
and
you know,
no joke.
Yeah,
have
I am
you
the
seen
last
American one. Sniper? I know you have.
American Sniper.
Yeah, I have. No, freaking not all the way through, but I've watched clips
man.
And clips to where I can get
but,
the story.
Yeah, get no, it's about.
But that's
that movie's
based
amazing.
On a true story, too.
Yep. So sad.
Which is very sad.
Which
very
is an sad. Amazing movie. It
which
has
is about
one of my favorite newer actors,
yeah.
which is Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley
but
Cooper.
One of the things, there's so much reality about that movie that is what makes it a little bit hard for me to watch.
There's a lot.
You know what I don't like about the movie? Huh. I don't like the way it ended.
Yeah.
But it's real life, so
it is real.
No, that's not what I'm getting at. I know it's real life.
Do you mean you don't like how it ended with him just like getting in the car and leaving and the cuts?
No, because it was a 2-hour movie that they could have done like Saving Private Ryan and made it into a 4-hour
movie. Oh, yeah, they could have.
And expanded on how it happened.
And let you know.
So basically, it was him saving people and being a badass in the Marines.
And then come back home and get killed.
What was his last name? Kyle, or is it something?
Kyle.
Chris Kyle. Yeah, I knew it. Kyle.
So, you know, that's. It's like it was. The movie was great. It was dramatic, and the whole thing was great. And all of a sudden, he dies.
Yeah. It kind of sucked. It was abrupt. It was right.
No.
He died because he came home, but he went to. Was it a veterans camp? I know he went to a shooting range, but he pick up these guys from
basically
a veterans camp?
Basically what he was doing is...
I know he got killed by, like...
He got killed by veterans.
At whom?
Yeah, he got killed.
He was helping...
Yeah.
Veterans.
He was trying to... Because he had PTSD really, really bad.
Yes.
Yeah,
he was
veterans.
Trying to help his PTSD by helping others.
And his psychologist was saying, well, maybe...
Help other people.
Right.
And he did that, and the guy went insane.
There was another guy with PTSD that ended up killing him.
Yeah, he killed him, yeah.
Right.
Which it was the irony, not irony, but
realism of it, yeah.
Realism, which makes you realize how life is ironic.
But I wish they would have...
Which is...
Continue.
Expanded how that happened.
Yeah.
It was just like...
I wish they didn't...
It was all him war, a little bit family, then all of a sudden I'm leaving one day, and...
And this
dead.
Guy,
yep,
like,
exactly.
They didn't
that was sad.
That was what I didn't like.
Then it was
so was
sad,
it that
man.
You didn't like how they didn't elaborate how the guy that killed him got to?
They should have continued the movie after he died and like showed him going to the shooting range and then dying and then showed the memorial in the movie.
A better example.
Like they should have continued.
Okay. Give him a little bit of a memory.
A
better example of this.
Mm.
When me and Mike worked together over at Mar-a-Lago when he was doing security, like. Chris Kyle is Mike's idol. Like, he loves that guy.
Right.
Chris Kyle's awesome, man.
And, like, he thinks he's, you know, that's...
It's a hero to a lot of people.
It's a hero to
Tom
him.
Hanks,
yeah. Anyway,
basically.
It's a hero to him.
Let's
but
just
he,
say.
But he hates the movie.
Right.
Yeah.
He's like, I've read that book, like, 20 times. Like, it's my favorite book.
The movie is just...
I hate when the movies fuck up the books.
And he says, I hate the movie because it doesn't show...
Everything.
So I guess I got to read the book.
They should have made that. That's what I wish
then
people
I guess,
did. It's really
you know,
detailed.
There's some books that is just when the people say, obviously they always say, and I from experience have learned that yes, the books are
always
better than the
because they're so much more in depth.
However, I've also learned. To understand that a book cannot be put in a movie unless
it would be
they make
way
it
too
into,
long.
Like you say, a series.
Yeah, it would
like
be way too long.
Thing.
That's why series are good.
Because, yeah, if they would have made that
like
a
if,
show,
you know,
it would have been
like
great.
Like, if they do that...
Because you can get every single detail in.
Yeah.
Right, which, you know, it won't be so bad. Like, people
yeah.
will actually
yeah,
watch
it.
If
yeah.
you make this book into a 16...
It's hard to just...
8 or 5... Part series,
yeah.
we're going to
like
watch
it's hard
it.
To cram in.
Even
let's
a miniseries.
It's hard to cram
right,
in like
miniseries.
Like if you had like a let's say a 800-900 page book. I don't know how big it is, but let's say it's that big. It's hard to cram all of that into an hour and a half long movie.
Now, what?
2 hours.
However,
yeah, 2 hours,
yeah.
whatever.
However,
yeah.
this is what a lot of the book pages goes into detailing you the scenery. And the feeling.
They tell you like
and
the smoke in the air
was,
and the smell
it
of.
It was a snowy day, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
The sun was just about
the snow
to come up, and the
flakes
snow was
hitting me on the face.
Yes,
and feeling
it was hitting
chill.
Me on the face and feeling like it was cutting my skin because
right.
it
like
was
you get so
chill.
You feel like you're there.
So you
like,
feel all of that.
Yeah.
What most people don't understand is that they show what you just read 3 days ago.
Yep.
Into a 16-second thing,
mm-hmm. yeah,
but if
that's
they
what
just elaborate,
right
exactly,
yeah, that's what
a
I was
little bit more,
yeah.
yeah.
So
but,
you got like 2 full pages of
that is like
or
1 full chapter,
that. 1 full chapter.
That is like 2 seconds.
That is literally
might,
5 minutes.
But it might be a 5-10 second part of the movie.
Like if they
right.
had
like,
each chapter a,
right.
a full 45-minute episode of just super detailed.
Just so you
yeah.
guys know, I learned these the first time. And this is a question for you and for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What book have you read where you have watched the movie and have had to actually break down the movie to make it into what you just read? Which, you know, you like, I understand, like you said, The Shining. Okay, my book was Demolition Man. What book was yours?
Oh, that's hard. Because I've read a lot of books, none of them have really been...
The first one where you just were just like, oh, okay, I get it. You know?
You mean like a book where like, You mean like where I read the full book and I watch the movie and I'm trying to like see what they missed out from the book or something?
Right,
or?
Not the first where you missed out, but more the one more that you try to understand. I get it. You cannot cram this whole book.
Oh, where I'm like, yeah. Here. Where I'm like, they missed so much detail from the book.
I'm going to concentrate on the good things that you try to put in the book. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yours was The Shining.
No, you know what? I'm gonna retract The Shining because I
walked. Go right ahead. Because
I read, I told you, 5 or 6 Stephen King books when I was sitting in jail. I had nothing to do. Needful Things was the one that really got me.
Never heard of it, but I'm going to look
Stephen
it up.
Stephen King. It's a movie.
There's
mystery?
Okay.
Needful Things.
Needful Things. The premise of Needful Things is it was an old man that had an antique store. Mm. And people would come in to his antique store and they would buy an antique. But
yes.
The antiques were haunted. So they'd take the antiques back and the antiques would...
You want some?
Oh, the rest of it or?
Little, a lot, I don't care.
Are you done with it?
Do you want some?
Yeah. Are you done with it?
Don't worry about it. We'll
okay, then
I'll
okay.
Try. I need something to drink here, man. But Needful. So basically, it was, you know, it's an antique store and everything in the antique store is haunted.
Right.
So when people would buy it,
they'll get the history of it.
Each person had their own haunting off of an antique.
Okay.
Anyway. The movie was probably one of the worst movies ever. It was
that sucks.
Right.
You know, it was just, and I remember watching that because growing up, I was a Stephen King fan. I liked Stephen King.
Because of It or
no
any particular one?
It's funny because I didn't even watch It until I was in my 20s.
It sucks now, by the way. They ruined it.
Well, I mean, even the original one.
No, I mean, like, the original one I haven't watched, but, like, the new ones are, like, they could be a Disney movie. Like, they're childish. Like, they're not... more comedy-based. They're not really
But
good.
Stephen King with It, to me, is like...
Stephen King's amazing. I love his books.
I don't know. It's, that's like the cop-out. I read Stephen King.
Right.
Oh, saying you are, know, like, watched...
Like, he has so many good books. Like,
yes, he does.
Yeah.
You know, like, It... For some reason, people like It. Stupid clown.
I never really liked it.
It's one of those... it's one of those like... Oh, yeah, I watched
but needful,
it.
It's kind
of...
But
needful
however...
Needful Things.
I'm going to look into it.
It was a horrible, horrible movie. Mm. And it made Stephen King look really bad. Like, this guy is a clown.
Mm.
No pun intended with It, but, you know...
That was funny.
He was a clown. Mm. But all he did is write it. He didn't produce it.
Right.
It wasn't
his
job.
The producers,
yeah, it wasn't his job to make it a movie and make it all good.
That's what we talked about earlier.
No, ruin it.
We talked about earlier, like, good actors that make bad roles.
Mm-hmm.
And they look bad because they took a bad role. But it's not their fault.
And actually, I don't think about it like Daddy thinks, you know, like he said. But to me, it's like... You actually stuck through what you already know was a bad movie because of the actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't
true.
Look bad because it was a bad role, but the movies were selfish.
Because
it
was a good actor.
Because it was a good actor.
That makes a lot of sense,
but
yeah.
But let's rewind this just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And give me a minute to talk without interrupting me.
Okay? Go at it.
Because I gotta explain this. Because I'm gonna use different references, as you know, like I'm gonna use a sports reference on this.
All right.
If you can throw the ball good, or you can put the ball in the hoop really good,
mm-hmm.
it's not a coach that tells you how to do that.
Yep.
You have that natural ability.
Mm-hmm.
The coach puts the other parts together that makes you a great team.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
Touché.
So going into actors. The reason I think certain actors are so great is because they know how to read through a script. Let's say, so the producer's the coach. If it's a bad coach, you might be a great player, but if it's a bad coach and you take that route, mm-hmm. it might make you look bad.
Yep.
Right? Okay. And
let me see it that way.
And
certain, I get what you're saying.
And certain actors just don't go down that road.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm going to use the, you know, the Tom Hanks, the Robert De Niro's, the best ever.
Yep.
Actors that they're not going to, I just need a payday.
I can see it both ways.
For example, I'm Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
I like what you're thinking.
I'm Michael Jordan. And I don't care what team I play on. I don't care how bad the coach is. Whoever signs me to the most money, I'm going to do it.
Yep.
Right.
I might look horrible doing it because I have a bad team.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to do my thing because it's about money. But then there's other actors, actresses, you know.
Yeah, just,
you know.
Film that actors.
Read certain things, and where I'm getting at with the Stephen King thing is his books were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
When I had nothing to do in jail, I read his books, and they were amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't blame it on Stephen King for bad movies.
Yep.
He wrote the book.
Yep.
But then you had somebody that produced it and picked bad actors.
Wait a minute. No. That's the other thing. I don't think the bad person is the producer. I think the bad person is the director. I think that's whoever who can
Isn't
make...
Isn't the producer the one that makes the movie?
Because sometimes the producer...
No, baby, rewind. Remember what we said earlier.
The producer picks the actors...
The producer is the one that picks the cast and picks all the people.
And I think...
The director is the one that does the...
Exactly. Okay. And that's what I mean.
You know, he's the one
a director is the one that can make or break a movie.
That's true.
Because the producer can probably read a book like YouTube. I pick YouTube. Okay? I sit down and I'm reading that book, the private books.
Yeah.
And I said, I want to make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I just wrote my book.
I get what both of you are saying.
No. Yeah. No, absolutely. But I just wrote my book. And I'm trying to pick both of you as a producer. Okay? And you said, no, I see this person because of this and this and this. And you tell me, no, I see this person because of this and this and this. And then I sit there and I let you, this guy, discuss it. And you guys come up with a perfect, whatever I wrote in my book, you guys just made it into life.
It's like what we just did a second ago.
The director, which is why I like the Twilights, one, because she kind of started it. Two so bad, but three and four. Two was horrible. But nonetheless, you guys said, okay, no. You know what? I like this person. Let's pick up this character.
Mm-hmm.
Now the director can come and take my book and the actors that you just put together to make this perfect character and turn them into shit. Why?
Well, yeah.
Because, wait, no. I don't want you to turn... Don't turn your face that way. I don't want the light hitting your face that way. I want the light hitting your face that way. And I want you, instead of you saying, oh, the cat is dead, I want you to say, oh, the cat is dead.
I get what you mean.
So I think the directors are the ones who ruined the freaking movie.
Well, you know what?
I think it could also be both, because if you have...
Because you could have
a great director... But just bad actors. Like, they could just be awful actors. But you can have amazing actors.
Okay, I can argue with that.
So it just depends on both.
So
what you're getting ready to say...
Mm-hmm.
No, you guys do both are right.
No, but look...
We're all technically right. Like, we're all saying the same thing.
Okay, you're right.
Because there's been some movies that have been saved, like we talked about...
By actors.
Because of the actors.
Yeah.
Like, you already... You go into the movie and the first... 3 seconds of the movie, you see
Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise, and...
No.
You
see Tom Hanks. No, first of all, what drove you into the movie theater
was the
fact that it was Tom Hanks.
Exactly, the big name.
Tom Cruise.
See, there's movies I've seen where there's been... It's amazing story, but awful actors, and it ruins the movie.
You think so?
Yeah.
Which one?
I can't name any, but I've seen a lot like that.
We talked about this earlier.
Yeah. But I've seen...
But
I've,
I always thought that the but actor usually, saved usually them.
No, but I'm saying that too. There's movies that are awful, but the actors, just because they're big names,
might
save
the movie.
Exactly. Okay. You're like, oh, I stuck through it because this person.
Let's role play right here. You're the writer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You're the producer. I'm the director.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You wrote a movie.
Mm.
Think of something.
He's Switzerland right now because we are playing off of what he thinks. But
no,
go ahead.
No.
Like,
what?
Switzerland, which means, it's a Twilight reference. Sorry.
You just wrote a book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say I wrote
anything. It could be about a rap song.
Let's just say
about Bob.
Let's say it's just
right. Bob the
about
snail.
Bob the snail. It could be about Zeba. It could be about anything.
Okay. Let's just say it's about our lives. Just
okay. You write. You're the writer.
A book about our lives.
So I'm the producer.
You're the producer. He's
probably the most important person is the writer.
Yep.
But it's picking the right producer.
To pick the right
step.
Actors. Yep.
Right?
To pick what's in your head.
Exactly. What I'm thinking. Like when I wrote the book, who I wanted to see.
And this is a good way to put it. Okay. So you write it. And then it goes to you. And then it's up to you.
But you and I sit down and be like, okay, this is what you see, but this is what I see. So we compromise and we come to this person.
Yep.
Yeah. So you write it and then you go to you. And mm-hmm. your idea is like, yeah, I want Tom Cruise. I want this person. I want that. I can see it already. This is going to work. I'm going to get this crew together, this cast. It's going to be great. And then you come to me and I'm the one that goes, chick.
Yeah,
right.
And says you
together.
Here, you here,
however,
you here.
You
put it all together.
Are the most important one out of these three roles.
Yeah, because you're the one that gets it on the screen.
Who's going to get what's in our brain?
Like no matter how good the book is or how good the producer is, you're the one that's what people are going to see.
What's in here?
Yeah,
because no matter when you read,
but it's all equal.
And bottom line, both of you got to shut your mouth for a second. you're both wrong.
Okay,
you're still important.
No,
you're still very important.
No. The most important thing is a story.
Mm-hmm.
So the most important thing is writing the story.
Yeah.
But it's up to
you. That's true.
But
it falls on all of them,
though.
It falls on all of them. They're all. If I have a bad book, there's no good movie. If you have a bad cast, there's no good movie.
But listen to me. If you write the perfect story,
uh-huh.
And this is why I feel bad about Stephen King, because I think Stephen King is an amazing writer who has horrible movies.
Horrible producers directors.
But at the same time, you got to put some back on him. Because he's not getting rid of his story.
He's not changing
it. Unless
he
finds the person he feels comfortable with.
Exactly. So it's on him for picking him.
Or maybe you're not making... Let me finish real quick. Or maybe you're not making the story relatable enough for the producer and the director
to relate to it.
Wow, this is
I feel like at the end of the day, it's up to all of them.
But the way I'm going to defend Stephen King, because I actually read a bunch of his books when I had nothing else to do.
They are
messy. They are, like, Stephen King is, like...
Best writer.
He's
like the best
Barack
writer.
Obama of book writing, okay?
Yep, he's amazing.
Like, he's amazing. But why are his movies so freaking bad?
It comes down on him because he, like you said, he's the one
except
that's picking
the
producer.
It starts with
Did
you.
Did Stephen King do The Shining?
No. He wrote it. But
yes.
This is where I came. We talked about this earlier. Directors. He picked Stanley Kubrick. Stanley Kubrick is an amazing
director. Please tell me another movie besides The Shining that Stanley Kubrick did so I can
Stanley
relate.
Kubrick?
Yeah.
Clockwork Orange. Amazing.
Oh, the one with the people that had that thing in their eyes? Kind of Irish movie?
Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? Another one.
Thank you. Okay.
Hall of Fame movies.
Okay.
So he had him, but that was in the 70s. Stephen King is still writing in 2020.
Yeah.
So people change. You know, Stanley Kubrick was amazing. His three best movies with that producer was Hall of Fame. Okay. Shining, Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Clockwork Orange, all Stanley Kubrick. Amazing.
Real quick,
but
since you hear, look who, can you say that word that you just said?
Who flew over the cuckoo's nest?
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
And just put that.
Okay.
There's going to be two references that's going to come out. One with Jack Nicholson.
No, just let me look it up, honey. You don't know what's
and
coming
then
up.
One with,
I think
like,
you're
the
way
place.
Off with your movie.
Maybe.
Well, this one says
Who
novel by...
Who Killed a Mockingjay? Who Killed a Mockingbird?
This one's...
There you go. That's a different movie.
Yes. It was a different movie.
What? Are you saying To Kill a Mockingbird?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
That was a really good book.
Okay.
That was a really, really good book.
Okay, okay. So
Hold on.
I'm confusing that movie with the other one.
He brings up first.
Well, okay. It just says One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and it says a novel
Stanley
by Ken Kinsey.
Right?
And
Ken
then,
Kinsey.
Let me see. By
Jack Nicholson.
Movie.
What year?
Yeah, Jack Nicholson.
Probably about 1972?
1975.
75, okay.
Close. It was be completely confused. The one that I was talking about was To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird. Okay, that makes
sense. Like How to Kill a Mockingbird or something like that.
At least
look
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, yeah,
up,
yeah To Kill a Mockingbird.
Look at The Shining.
Yeah. The Shining?
You were right. I kind of knew that we weren't talking about the same movies.
The Shining.
You're off.
I was completely
different,
about
yeah,
the movie.
Yeah, different.
About the
okay, movie. The Shining.
Who is it?
Like actors or directors?
Director, actors?
No. Jack Nicholson, Shelley Duvall, Danny Lloyd.
Okay, who wrote it?
Who wrote it? The
Stephen
book?
Stephen King book, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And who directed it? Stanley Kubrick?
Director... Is Stanley Kubrick, yeah, and Mike Flanagan or something like that.
No, we were just referendum to two different movies.
You had a,
but
a
I did,
thought with the,
yeah.
the wrong words.
Yeah.
Because he was like, "Who are you thinking about?" And we said the movies, and they were completely
yeah, completely
like,
different.
It has to be older than that. I'm like, no.
But like, didn't I tell you that I was probably wrong?
Now look up Clockwork Orange.
I stole 3D elements today.
Nice.
Clockwork Orange is another. If you want to get creeped out by a...
Yeah, he's totally Irish, though.
I have not
Irish.
Seen
a Clockwork Orange is very weird. Like, you really have to...
Just pretend his mom's seeing it on screen.
You know, it's like a...
It's sadistic.
Kind of, it's trippy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Sadistic.
Most people that like to take acid like to watch.
Okay,
watch
not sadistic, psychedelic.
Very psychedelic.
Psychedelic.
But
it's trippy and everything we just said. But who wrote it? Stanley Kubrick?
Let me check.
But it has so much kind of reality.
We just
don't like to admit that we're that psychedelic.
Okay, kiddo.
Stanley Kubrick.
Who?
No, I said, okay, kiddo.
Stanley
so
Kubrick.
If you ever want to just watch a weird movie,
uh-huh.
And it's old. I mean, this came out before me. And
yeah, 1971 is when it came out.
But if you watch that, you're just gonna kind of like watch it and be like,
yeah, it's one of those movies like you said. Like, you just watch it because it's just
but
you're
can't
so
turn
curious.
It off.
Of?
Yeah,
it's a very strange show.
Mm. Okay.
But you can't watch it by yourself. You gotta have somebody else watch. Like.
Because it's a very open-eared movie.
We can turn it on and be like, what?
And all three of us will have a different opinion of the movie. It's pretty cool.
It's odd. Let's put it that way.
But interesting. It's
creepy odd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to
Psychedelic! Just say psychedelic.
It's psychedelic. Psychedelic is giving it a nice word. Because it's more than psychedelic to me. When I watched The Clockwork Orange, it was just... Think of
the way I see it is they were the gothic children of the 70s.
Think of Saw.
We saw. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 1970.
Okay.
So it's not as graphic, but it's sadistic like the same way.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It's just a strange movie.
There was an odd bunch of people.
Seen the dudes getting eyes.
Have you ever watched the video The Wall from Pink Floyd?
No.
Pull up on the phone. Watch it. Play it.
No, we can't do that because...
Break time. No.
And then I'm going to go to sleep because I'm getting drunk.
Like, we can't do something together?
We are doing stuff together, but if we're going to stop for like 3 minutes for somebody to do something, I'm not going to stay. A happy mother and a happy wife is a happy life.
I was getting to a point with that because he's young. He doesn't...
He's very young.
He didn't go through all the things that... we get to go through.
However, I'm gonna tell you something.
And the wall is the easiest way to young, put it all into a perspective.
I get it, but for being young, he has a lot of he knows a lot of the things we talk about.
He has crazy ass parents.
Oh man.
He's like, I need to research in case it's dangerous.
if you watch the song The Wall from Pink Floyd.
Watch The Wall from Pink Floyd.
It kind of, in about a 5-minute song, it references a lot of the stuff we're talking about.
Alright.
It's not scary.
You can watch it. We'll probably go potty or something.
It's not scary, it's creepy. It's just like.
I think, I don't even know. I forgot where I was going with that. But yeah. That's crazy. Here's another question on the topic of actors I've been thinking for a minute.
We gotta let him talk too.
Yeah, that's true. We're talking about old stuff.
I was gonna say on a completely different topic but still on actors. Like number one most overrated actor.
Overrated.
Overrated and underrated. But overrated.
No. Okay. There's two categories.
Yeah, first overrated.
Which means the shit they do is ridiculous.
But everyone loves them. Yeah, but there's big actor, but...
Tell me.
I'm saying you guys first. Like,
you're asking us a question?
Yeah, I'm asking you a question.
I thought you're giving us an answer.
No. A lot of movies, a lot of people know them or like them, but
I have three. Right off the top. Go for it. And I'm talking about people that we all know.
Okay.
More new.
Okay.
All right.
One, The Rock. I think he's overrated. I don't think he's that great of an actor, but he pushes, you know, he gets ticket sales.
Okay.
Two, Kevin Hart.
Oh, I gotta disagree with that one.
You have to listen. It's my turn.
Yeah. I got three.
Okay.
You get three.
We haven't gotten to the discussion part yet. Okay. Go ahead.
The Rock, Kevin Hart, and Will Ferrell. Or my three that I think
can
are
see
overrated.
Will Ferrell. I can
overrated.
See.
Overrated.
You.
That
I
that they pick these movies that are just. I'm not necessarily, and I'm gonna explain my three choices.
Okay.
I'm not necessarily saying they're bad actors.
Okay.
It's just they're all so over the top with like I just can't get into them. Like,
they're also different categories, though. Like they're all comedy actors. Like Kevin Hart, I think, is an amazing comedian actor because he's a comedian.
I don't get Kevin Hart. I just don't see him.
But do you even like his like stand-up? Do you like?
No, I don't.
Well, you see, you can't pick him though. You don't like him in general.
I don't, but I don't like Donald Trump either. But,
it's different. But you see, it's different. You can't.
It's different.
It's
entertainment towards. We're talking to that point.
Because that's a personal standpoint because you just don't like him.
Right.
Like, we I like Kevin Hart. I think he's a good actor.
Then break it down and then tell me.
Because I think personally.
I think the three of them are overrated.
You go ahead and explain it to him. What's your question?
Maybe if I got the question better, I'd give you a
well, no, I think
answer.
You got the question fine. What I mean by that is just like they're
obnoxiously overrated.
Yeah,
like,
not even just overrated.
Loves them so much
yeah,
that you're like, why?
And it's just
okay.
Like
a
necessary
turn of the talk.
A kind of a
I just
bad.
Want to hear what he has to say.
Kind of a bad actor. Kind of a bad actor. Mm. But
okay,
everyone loves
three of them.
Him.
Okay.
You see, but it's just different because if that's like me picking an actor I don't like, saying they're overrated just because I don't like them.
Okay.
Because if you, I'm talking from a job standpoint, as a job, not like if you don't like.
Okay.
What job?
He's the actor, producer.
Let me
put this back into your own words. Mm. Do you think Kevin Hart's a good actor?
I think he is a good actor in comedy.
He's a good comedian.
Yeah, but he's a good actor.
A good actor?
I think so, yeah.
Because his
comedy works with his acting. And that I think he's just as good of an actor as he is a comedian.
No, The Rock.
I think is overrated. But I agree with The Rock and Will Ferrell. Well, I haven't seen The Rock in anything other than like
that, honey. No,
honey,
I'm sorry.
You can't do that.
No. I do think he's overrated. But the only movies I've really seen him in is Walking Tall.
Get your chance here in a minute.
The only movies I've seen him in is Moana and Walking Tall. Like really, the only ones that I've seen him that I like.
And
him
Moana is you can't
honey,
really consider.
He's still talking.
No,
you get your chance here in a minute.
I can talk maybe in a little bit.
Here, how about this? You explain why you think they're overrated. I agree with Will Ferrell, though. I 100% agree with Will.
Are you going to interrupt me every 2 seconds?
Have I?
Because you're going to get your chance.
Don't make me kick you in the chin.
Just go.
And don't make talk me about punch in the eye.
Oh, you already did.
Shut up.
Really? And nailed her face on the road tube.
Proving fact, I did nail myself with the TV.
For one, Will Ferrell, I think, is a horrible actor.
Yeah, I don't
know. Do I think he's funny?
Yeah. Will Ferrell and the guy he plays with.
Probably his funniest thing he's done is his little YouTube, or it was a Skype video that he did while he was self-quarantined.
Yeah.
Just recently.
I think I saw it.
I don't.
That
I
was
think
pretty
I might
funny.
Have.
But he's another one, with the exception of one movie, which I thought he was the greatest guy ever.
Can
and
I
then,
guess?
What movie?
Yeah, Two Brothers.
Step Brothers?
Step Brothers is pretty funny. That's not the one I'm talking
about. Step Brothers, and I like Talladega Nights. I like Talladega Nights.
No, mine is Frank the Tank.
Yes.
Oh, that one. Okay. I haven't watched
old
that,
school.
But...
Okay, oh, yeah.
Old school.
You have
anyway,
to watch old school.
Yeah.
With The Rock, I think he played off of his fame from being a WWE guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or WWF at the time, whatever.
It was WWE. I always forget.
I think he played off his fame there. I'm not, and again, I don't want to say he's a bad guy, because I actually think The Rock is a pretty good guy.
No, we're not talking about personality. We're talking about acting.
We're
talking about their acting skills.
Just acting.
Yeah.
Nothing about them personally, just their acting skills.
You can chime in, honey. I didn't mean to do that to you.
But I'm not trying to break into your explanation, because
yeah, just explain.
I haven't come yet. Now, when I come and you talk, I'm going to kick you in your chin.
Yeah.
Well, I get to interrupt as much as you're interrupting me, so...
And I have
it's an even plan. All right,
anyway,
and
so
The Rock.
I don't think he's a good actor.
Okay.
I like some of his... I guess it goes back into the... You know, you pick a script, and maybe you didn't pick the right actor,
mm-hmm.
versus you got a great script, and you got the bad actor. Mm-hmm. You know, like, which one makes it a movie
both-
good, maybe... Like,
it goes both. It goes
Walking
three
Tall.
Ways.
I love
Walking
Tall.
Was kind of retarded.
I love that movie.
Well, hold on. It was a remake. And the original was much better. However.
Oh.
However. No, watch the original.
Which one is the original?
The Walking Tall with The Rock is actually the third one ever made. Like, it's a pretty popular one. The original one had, what's his name? I think not Clint Eastwood.
The football
movie with Adam Sandler.
Oh, oh
the
yeah,
long
the Longest Yard.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know the main guy, the old guy in the Longest Yard, who was like the coach. Remember him?
It wasn't
Clint Eastwood. What was his name?
Was that movie the one where he was?
He was Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, God.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Okay, The Longest Yard was the one that he was in jail.
Jail, thank you. Okay, yeah, I was going to say, the one reason jail got the prison.
They kind of made like a prison
that
football
great.
Team.
Yeah, and they, yeah.
And
there's
a bunch of football players, real football players that played and acted in that movie.
Right, mm-hmm. And but they were like all troubled children that were in jail.
Yeah.
And
but
Adam Sandler was like, we need to make this happen.
But
I don't know the coach.
But the old guy.
Yeah, I don't know the coach.
Who was the coach.
Mm-hmm. Can you refer another movie?
And he was actually, okay. This is what's funny about The Longest Yard, because that was a remake, too. The
remake.
Old coach
in
the new Longest Yard, the ones you guys know,
mm-hmm.
was he played Adam Sandler's role in the original one.
Wow.
He was the main character. He was the quarterback, the guy that...
Still no clue. Can you tell me another
I get what you mean. Yeah, I don't know who he is.
You don't know the guy I'm talking about in the movie?
No.
What was his name? It's not Clint. I always confuse him with Clint Eastwood.
Was he as good
at
Clint Eastwood, maybe?
Nobody's as good as Clint Eastwood. Is like...
Yeah, nobody's as good as Clint.
He's Mount Rushmore.
Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Gran Torino?
Of course he is.
Oh, wait, yeah.
The
one...
Oh, do you want to cry?
Okay, where's your phone? Look up Longest Yard.
Just use my phone.
The same guy plays the coach in the new one, but he played the Adam Sandler role in the original one. What's his name? I'm just trying to think of his
name. This guy says Burt Reynolds.
It's Burt Reynolds, thank you.
Oh, it was him. Okay, Burt Reynolds.
Thank you.
Tell me where Burt Reynolds played, because even though I'm saying...
Smokey and the Bandit.
I don't know that movie.
Oh, you haven't seen Smokey and the Bandit, honey.
Any other movie that Burt Reynolds might have been into? Hello, Dominican lady here.
He's been in a lot of movies.
1990s and forward.
I recognize this guy.
Burt Reynolds has been in a lot of
movies. Can you tell me another movie?
Smokey and the Bandit, Deliverance.
Deliverance?
The Longest Yard, the original from 1974. Boogie Nights, The Cannonball Run, Gator. The Dukes of Hazzard.
Cannonball Run was a
spin-off. The Dukes of Hazzard.
What was he in the Duke of Hazzards?
So,
was he the main character in the Duke of Hazzards?
I haven't watched Duke of Hazzards, but no.
Cannonball Run was a spin-off.
He was Boss Hogg. I don't know who.
Boss Hogg.
Mm-hmm.
He was Boss Hogg in Dukes of Hazzard. The series Dukes of Hazzard. Did you ever watch Dukes of Hazzard?
Daddy.
I haven't.
Honestly, I think I have watched.
He was in All Dogs Go to Heaven.
I'm talking the one with Jessica Simpson and her Daisy Dukes. I'm talking the one back in the...
Like the original 70s and 80s. Yes.
Smokey Ace.
I know that guy that had kind of like the black hair and that mustache that is not supposed to be around anymore, but those guys.
Okay, anyways, him, Burt Reynolds, now that he got his name. Where was I going with this conversation in the first place?
I have no clue.
You're talking about overrated actors. Overrated actors.
Overrated actors.
Okay, started with The Rock. Went into that.
Yeah.
I don't know how that show
went. I don't know how that came up either, but...
It came up to something.
Oh, you were talking about the original Walking Tall, and then you said this movie with the original...
My son is so smart.
That's what happens when you don't drink, see? Yeah. That's where I got with
that. I can't remember.
The original Walking Tall. Look up with the original Walking Tall.
Like the actors?
You said Burt Reynolds was the original one.
No. He's the one that came up. I don't think he was, but it's the other actor I think we brought up earlier. If he's going to look it up and I'm going to remember it and I'm going to be like, that one.
That's it. That's the guy.
It's one of those 70s like tough guy actors. Kind of like the Gerald Cardew guy.
Are you talking about The Longest Yard?
No. Walking Tall.
Walking Tall.
Wow. Walking,
and the original one is really good.
Walking Tall, 1973.
Who's the actor?
Joe Don Baker, Leif Garrett, Elizabeth Herritt, Bruce Glover, Felton Perry, Noah Berry Jr.
None of them.
Lynn Border.
Of a different movie. Sorry.
Ed Call. Drunk, yeah.
Movies kind of blurred together.
Yeah. None of these guys are anyone you.
The one I'm thinking of, the guy that I'm trying to think of.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was Walking Tall. I thought he played the main character in Walking Tall, but I guess I'm wrong there. You would know him, honey.
I probably won't because I'm really drunk right now.
You would know.
Maybe.
Let me think of another movie. Let me think of a popular movie that he was in. Okay.
Oh my God, look back. Everybody look back right now.
Oh, Lily.
That is hilarious. What an ugly cat, huh?
So adorable.
And not only that, she had to move the curtain to
see.
She's
got another one right there.
That her humans. Oh, yep. That's your cat.
Yep.
That's your baby.
Let's talk about something else.
All right.
Yeah, movies are gotten like.
We got burnt out on movies because I came to a dead end with movies.
Yep.
The guy that I'm thinking of, I can't think of, and it doesn't matter. Because he wouldn't know who I'm talking about, and you probably wouldn't either. So,
I probably would, but
music.
Spanish.